I think he was out of breath.
That's like me after a couple pumps.
Oh my God. Couple what?
Simmer.
TMI.
These things happen.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I'm going to need you to walk back something that you said yesterday.
I'll decide.
Yesterday, you had a, not quite a rant, but oh my goodness, did you really come down Michelle Obama's road?
That's my girl, man.
It's not. It's not anymore, clearly. And
she means more to me than she does to you.
Do you know, you might want to apologize to her. Did you see who ESPN has just hired?
No, I didn't.
Okay. ESPN has just had a big hire, and her name is Katie Feeney.
Okay.
Okay.
Katie Feeney.
Okay. She's 22 years old. That's fine. Just graduated. Graduated from Penn State University.
All right, Nittany Lions.
And she's just been hired by ESPN to be their lifestyle content creator.
Wow.
And of course, Katie Feeney, as you probably know, Goo, has approximately 15 million followers on social media.
Jesus.
So she will be talking and writing about fashion and culture and lifestyle. Of course, she also made a big splash on TikTok.
Yeah, I'm trying to do more TikToks.
Yeah. Well, maybe you get hired by ESPN.
What does this have to do with my girl?
What it has to do with is this is the direction that we're going in. This woman was hired ostensibly because she's got 15 million social media followers.
Well, sorry,
I know
we're the same color, but now, I feel like you need to be telling Michelle Obama this. What has this got to do with Michelle? My girl, and I hold her to a super duper standard, and I love what she represents. I was just shocked that she got in the mess yesterday.
This is what we're seeing is the Real Housewives of Atlanta manifesting itself in sports. And clearly, ESPN wants to hire somebody who can, you know, weigh in on what Angel Reese is walking into the arena dressed in, or what Russell Westbrook is coming into the Chase Center wearing. And the bottom line is that, and I'm not saying it's good or bad, but I think you know where I stand. And so she's just very ahead of the curve with this. Michelle was. And it's kind of funny that a couple days after she says something like that, we've got a we've got a new lifestyle and content.
So creator. You went there, and I'm gonna just do
I
it.
I did go there.
Yeah, and the boss can talk to me after, but I got to tell you and Evan something.
Mm.
So Sunday, early Sunday morning, I'm sitting in bed just watching the Idiot Box, and I hear my wife yell in the kitchen outside yonder. A young woman, a neighbor was walking their dog.
Okay.
And I didn't know the neighbor was walking the dog, but Mia's looking clearly out the window. So the dog squatted as if it were going to do number two. It didn't. And the neighbor, the lady, Karen, had the bag.
Sure.
But Mia noticed that Karen was not looking at the dog squatting. So Mia, from the kitchen, I'm thinking all hell done broke loose. Because Mia, to me, she's light. You know, she's not confrontational. So I hear Mia say, "You're not looking." And I'm like, what's going on? So I get up, half dressed. Mia then went from the kitchen outside to confront the lady about. And the lady goes, "I have a bag. He didn't use the bathroom." So I'm hearing all this. And I'm like, oh, God, where are we going? So I'm running out. And I'm like, I've never heard Mia confront or try to chastise a neighbor about. So the lady had the bag and was barking back to Mia, "He didn't use the bathroom." And Mia's point was, you weren't looking to see if he used the bathroom. So Mia goes down to the grass where the dog was at, no poop. So the neighbor was right in regard to little doggy didn't do anything. I have my bag, and Mia's premise, tying it all up, was I saw you not looking, so you didn't know what he did, and I'm coming out here to see if he did it. And when it was all said and done, I did what I said to Michelle, to Mia. I've never seen that side of you, and I think you were wrong. And she goes, what do you mean I was wrong? You didn't have to go loud and get ghetto like that, because that's what I thought it was. It could have jumped off, and that's what Michelle did to me when she just chastised Stephen A. in first take. It wasn't wrong. You probably were right, but you're Michelle Obama to me. You're above that, and that's what I told Mia. You didn't have to take it that far. And, of course, she let me have it. But anyway, Stoney, Evan, your thoughts, just, I couldn't believe, I said no, I wanted, the other neighbors came out, I was embarrassed, he, talk to me.
What do you think, Stoney?
Oh boy.
We could have me call in, I was embarrassed.
I was wondering when he would get around to any analogy with Michelle Obama, and he did well, he brought it full circle at the end. I find it hard to believe that the woman with the dog's name was actually Karen.
Stoney,
that's a pseudonym.
That was her name. Okay, now I see.
Is that a real name?
That was a real name. It wasn't a Karen. I got you.
Okay.
But get to the crux of it. I was just shocked that she was that aggressive. I hadn't seen it, Stoney.
You don't like,
and the neighbor
you don't
was
like
right.
Strong women, do you?
No, the neighbor was right. The dog didn't poop.
Okay, let's
Forget
take it a step further.
She didn't look. She saw.
Let's take it a step further.
Oh, my phone. I hope it ain't her. But go ahead.
Why is it okay for a dog to pee in a yard? It kills the grass.
Well, you can't get that back. Yeah, you can't get that back. But this was about number two. And that's what Michelle did to
and
me.
That's what life's about. Yeah,
dude. You really didn't talk. Who was in the wrong? That's a tough one. I think Mia was in the wrong, Evan.
Well, I think you guys are 0-for-1 today when it comes to who's in the wrong. So I'm not really sure which way.
I mean, the other thing is, look, I have a dog, and you can be as conscientious as the most conscientious dog owner in history, and you go to clean it up, and you're still not going to get 100% of it.
Then she told us, Bill, you need a fence. That was her last parting gift to us. You need a fence if you're worried about it. I said, whoa. Stoney got out of hand, man. And I whispered I told her, quiet, I think you were wrong. Because the dog didn't poop. You were ultra aggressive. The dog didn't.
Just grab one of these signs from the company restroom and put it on the grass.
That's what I'll do, E.
Never go full Jeff saying Mia was in the wrong, but so was Stoney. Why do you have no problem telling Mia was in the wrong, but not Stoney?
He didn't do anything.
The
chicken wasn't labeled.
Exactly.
How were you supposed to know?
I'm
Evan, you have roommates. I'm being real. I had roommates. Do you label stuff, Evan?
Well, now I'm thinking actually about dog etiquette, because, you know, you walk the dog quite a bit, and you can't really control where.
Yeah. And she had a bag.
Little Tito's going to go.
She had the bag.
She had the bag, but sometimes owners do miss a little bit. And maybe dogs are quick on the draw. You never can tell.
Yeah. Tobias on the chat, Evan, Mia was wrong. I told her as much. I said, hey, look, I let some time go. Have a seat. I think you were in the wrong.
And then you left for work?
No, this was a weekend.
Okay.
I got Taco Bell for dinner, but yeah.
All right. Yeah. All right,
any chicken?
Mia didn't cook.
Yeah, well. Yeah, I don't know. So
do you want to apologize to Michelle Obama or not?
No, I don't. That's her prerogative, Evan and Stoney. I was shocked at how she delivered the message.
Hey, what about this? It wasn't even a message. It was just an observation. That's all she did. She made an observation.
But if I
that
come
was
in
money
here
in the bank.
And I'm at the cafeteria, that's Stoney and Evan. Their show sounds like Perry Mason. Oh my gosh, that's just that's a dig. That's all.
Yeah,
that's still my girl.
All right. Back to the Niners.
Yeah.
And Juwan Jennings and what his situation is.
Got to be delicate with those calves.
Like, I just want you to say, Goo, it might qualify or constitute as a distraction or drama.
I didn't say it.
No, you did. You did last one. You did back that up last segment. But then what is it?
What is what?
What do you call what's going on? Jennings Gate. Is he hurt or is he holding out?
It's business. It's happened every year with the Niners. It's happening all over the league right now. What Hendrickson just went back to the Bengals a couple days ago. McLaurin in Washington, not there.
Well, yeah, he's asking for a trade, so he's standing on that.
Exactly. So I just think that
Micah too.
This is like this to me is nothing more than business as usual. And you know, like here's the other thing. I'm sure that Juwan Jennings is doing this at least in part because the 49ers wide receiver situation is a nightmare right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And that would lead me, if he truly, like, I would almost, if I'm Colin John, want nothing to be wrong with the calf, and this is just money related, so this can be something that follows him, the injury, in regard to the season. So, Steiny, I'm telling you, the Niners situation is so delicate to me. I thought that would be, I'm going tennis, advantage Juwan to get something done.
It might be. I still think it is. Don't you?
Wouldn't you want it done sooner? If you thought this dude's been a model citizen and he's balled out, wouldn't you want it done sooner?
Well, wouldn't you want to have done Ayuk sooner? Wouldn't you want to have done Trent Williams sooner? They were both integral cogs to the 49ers season, and those guys didn't get taken care of early in training camp.
Yeah.
So I just think Jennings sees an opportunity here and he's kind of going to go for it. And I don't know how long it's going to last, but they have a track record now, the 49ers, and it's that players, when they do this, they get paid. They get taken care of if the Niners think they're worth it. And they're going to need Jennings at least the first, I don't know what, 3-4 games of the year at the very least. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Let's listen to more Shanahan. And Brandon Ayuk is hurt, but he's around. How does Kyle Shanahan feel about Brandon Ayuk being there?
I think it's very valuable. I mean, it's so hard on these guys when they're hurt because meetings aren't the most fun. And when you go out there and watch football, all you do is think about how bad it sucks that you're not playing. So that stuff wears on those guys. And they focus on the rehab and so much to get back. But then when you get back, you're a little bit rusty hearing things every day. And it's so good to have BA in the meetings, out on the field, doing all that stuff. So when he is ready to go back, he can leave right where he left off.
Man, I love it. Hopefully he gets back sooner than later.
I mean, that's the least he could do after getting that contract last year.
God, you are deceived, Steiny. That's
seriously
not cool.
What isn't? Is he a leader?
Those jokes. The
that's
dude
not
got
a
paid.
Joke.
He got paid. It worked out, and they chose to pay him.
Right.
Yeah, it got funky, but he got the money. You can save the jokes. That's the least he can do.
It is. It's the least he can do. He's one of the highest paid wide receivers in the league.
And that was a decision.
He didn't earn the money last year. Either when he played or after he got hurt.
Now, that would be unfair, too. Steiny,
so
he got hurt.
The least he can do is support his teammates after he made $30 million a year.
Negative, but if you want to do that, that's a little jab.
It is a little jab, but like this
shout
is
out,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's like, and I'm not even the biggest Kyle Shanahan fan, but it's like, oh, we're so happy. We're so happy that Brandon Ayuk is even out here. Can you believe that? What a gutsy guy. What a gutsy guy. Do you realize that he's gone to meetings? Come on, man.
Nobody's giving him flowers for that. Stop, Steiny. Just giving you some
insight. Very valuable. Like, it's so hard on these guys when they're hurt because meetings aren't the most fun.
No.
And when you go out there and watch football, all you do is think about how bad it sucks that you're not playing. So that stuff wears on those guys. And they focus on the rehab and so much to get back. But then when you get back, you're a little bit rusty hearing things every day. And it's so good to have BA in the meetings, out on the field, doing all that stuff. So when he is ready to go back, he can leave right where he left off.
There you go.
Hey, Goo, did Nahegan congratulate you for coming into work today?
That's different. No. What about if it were after I got 2015, my car accident, and I was in a lot of pain, and he knew it was obvious, he might then say, hey, I know you're hurting. Thanks for coming in. That's different than just, you know, being healthy coming into work. Boy, you something else.
I just expect more from my guys who are making $30 million a year. That's all. I'd like them to not only be good players, but be great teammates. And looks like he is being a great teammate. So good for him.
Juwan Jennings. Okay, let's get nuts.
Now, I got to play this just because it looks like it's going to be funny. I guess Shanahan was asked if he saw Trey Lance play on Thursday night.
I love the reporter. Who asked him that?
I don't know.
We got to get the name.
Here we go.
That's great, Evan. That's what I'm talking about.
Have you watched?
Aaron from Kron Wilson. Okay. Yeah.
I don't know if the question's in here or not.
I didn't watch it, but very pleased to see him play well. I'm always pulling for Trey. I love Trey.
There you go. Wasn't the one?
You're talking about the one where he's discussing Ayuk.
Oh, no. We can do that one, too. This is Kyle Shanahan on if he had heard anything,
Aaron,
about Brandon Ayuk wanting to lead the wide receiver meetings. Okay.
He's interested in leading the wide receiver meetings? No, they could be fake, but I did read that on Twitter.
I missed that on Twitter, but I mean, I hope our receiver coach is leading the meetings, and I hope BA is very involved. But I'll check with Twitter.
He had a little Kawhi. I'll say this to whatever. If I ever make a change in my life, I want it to stick better than Twitter to X. Nobody calls it X. They're still calling it on Twitter, Sonny.
Okay.
But you know what I mean? Like,
not really. You wish you would have.
If I ever make a change, I want it to go over better than Twitter and X. People still refer to it as Twitter. It's X.
Listen, if you change
your... We call the Commanders, not the R word anymore.
Guru, do you think that if... You think that...
Thank you, look at Carter, man of the people.
If you would ever get another nickname, nobody would call you it. You're always going to be Guru. That's the bottom line.
But if I went to Union City, I went to the Hayward Courthouse and paid to get it changed, I wouldn't answer to Goo. I would want you to... you know what I mean? The change.
But that would be a very lonely life for you, and I don't think you could handle it.
Please.
You love the attention.
Sonny, I don't, man.
Yeah, I'm just... By the way, we also have a kicking competition going on for the Niners.
Well, I thought Moody won it.
Well. let me see.
Man.
Yeah, we don't have any...
Moody won it.
Here we go. This is Shanahan. Hey, they got rid of, I was going to say Corey Joseph. Wasn't he the guy who played for the...
We had him on the show.
For the Warriors. This is, Jake Moody. He's your man. If he can't do it, nobody can.
More just the roster numbers. I would have loved to keep him longer, allow them to play that out longer. But we had 13 guys out of practice today. We got 5 guys on PUP. It's just too many people to have that luxury. You know, it's awesome to have 2 kickers, allow them to battle. But they're not guys who really take reps. We need more people to take reps for us.
All right, so in other words, he didn't really win the competition. They just kind of stopped it in the second quarter.
If I drafted my kicker where they drafted Moody, he got a lot. We still got some shelf life, Donnie, before I jettisoned him. I'm sorry.
If I had to make a bet right now, I would not bet on Moody being the kicker the entire season.
I'll take that right now because we're lacking in the bet areas. Now, it's been a while since I won the last one. Let's do that.
Oh, I know. It's been a long time since you won the last one.
Carter, don't laugh.
Long time, CC.
No, I'm laughing because why is he doing that to you, man?
Yeah, because he lost the last bet is what I'm saying, and we don't have anything on the books. Let's do it. Yeah. Moody will be the kicker the whole season.
All right.
That's easy. Willa recalled that.
Oh, really? That's easy.
Yeah. We'll see what Dibs thinks when he comes in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me write it down so that I don't.
So you think he's destined to get replaced?
I just think there's going to be too much pressure. Too much pressure on him. He misses a kick in the first five games that's inside 45.
It's like Kuminga. Stoney, if they've rolled with him this far, I think it's going to be a lot that he has to do to lose his job during in season.
I don't think it's hard to lose it in season at all. He misses 2-3 kicks in a row, night.
But do you know how hard it is to go find a guy? I was working over here doing this or that. I was working at the gym or teaching kids to come off the street and be ready. Moody would have to be, it'd have to be multiple kicks, Donnie.
Exactly. Like, which if he has the exact kind of years last year, he will not be the kicker. Mm. And that's even the injury aside from
last hopefully
year.
They won't need him because this red zone offense will be prolific.
They're going to need a kicker at some point.
I got
you. Niner fans, what would you, Carter?
I'm with you as far as I think he's doomed before he even started here, just because he has no room for failure at all, and no kicker can succeed with no room for failure. It's not realistic.
But Carter, what if I told you he obviously does have room for failure because he's still, they put him through the mental grinder with this quote-unquote kickoff. But the fact that he's lasted this long, I feel like...
He might have room for failure with Kyle Shanahan, but he has no room for failure with the fan base.
Oh, no, that's two different things. I'm mad at you.
A kicker needs to have his mentals right. I think it's hard to keep your mentals right when the fan base is against you.
Yeah.
And you're going to disagree with me, but I think kickers aren't hard to find.
You think so?
Just bring a guy in.
Then why do you waste a pick on a kicker?
I don't know. Why did the... Raiders draft Russell Erksleben.
Look at your kicker, Goo.
Janikowski. Yeah, he's...
Aubrey.
Yeah, no, he's pretty
actually wasn't
good.
The Raiders. Somebody else drafted Russell Erksleben. Remember, he was a field goal kicker and punter. I want to say Texas. Circa 1976.
Field goal kicker and punter? Damn.
Russell Erksleben.
Now, I remember my favorite quarterback outside of Warren Moon is... He was a punter and quarterback. Arizona State he played. College.
Jake Plummer.
This is when it hurts. Danny White.
Oh.
Yeah. Remember I brought up that Monday night game, you remember? They were losing to Washington by like 30, and they came back.
I don't remember that one. I don't remember.
When you find a partner, you're married. Hopefully you're tighter than Stoney and I, Carter. I was going to say, when he finds a partner, hopefully his partner remembers.
Carter's married.
And that's what I said. Right. We're married.
Well, not technically. Depending on how I'm feeling on a particular day.
I don't even know what to say.
But, yeah, Danny White. No, Russell Erksleben. Did you look him up? What's it say?
It actually brings up a picture of Mike Ditka immediately. Not even him.
No way.
I swear.
Russell, is he real, Stoney?
Yes, he's
Russell,
real.
Russell,
yes, he's real.
I wasn't even around in 76.
It says he's a performer, professional football player, and investor.
Well, he did make some good investments.
Right. Oh, I've never heard it. Like Ray Guy. Okay, I heard of him, Stoney. My man, Randall Cunningham used to punt.
Highly decorated college kicker for the University of Texas. Erksleben was a three-time All-American punter and set the record also for the longest successful field goal in NCAA history, 67 yards.
Man.
See, like, where do you... You know what? I'm sick of you guys out there taking me for granted and my knowledge.
That investor.
Seriously.
They just didn't have his picture, that's
seriously.
All. Oh, nobody was questioning that.
Who wakes up in the morning... Okay, and then I give him a little Russell Erksleben fix. I mean,
we got to find him.
Am I the best or am I the best?
We need to get him on.
Well, apparently, making some money right now. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. We'll get more into this training camp sound from Kyle Shanahan. The San Francisco 49ers, they have their first exhibition game this weekend against the Broncos. What's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, which means it's here for good. Let me tell you what my new name is. Juwan Jennings. Trade me or pay me.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, we got a fun show coming up Thursday, and we are efforting all our South Bay listeners and outside the South Bay.
Going to be big.
We're going to ask you to lock in on Thursday with the Morning Roast and Steiny and Goo. We're going to be live from the Laughing Monk, from Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale. So we're doing the show from Sunnyvale on Thursday. We're going to be out there from 6 to 2. That's the morning show from 6 to 10. Goo and I from 10 to 2. And both shows are going to get you ready for week one of the preseason joint practices. And we're going to preview our live location for every red and gold pregame show for the 49ers home games this year. Come by Thursday, August 7th, Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale, to hang out with the Morning Roast and Steiny and Goo.
Yeah, another year of Low Neal and our brother, Evan Giddings, doing the pregame, Steiny.
Yes, Chris A., that's this Thursday, August 7th. We'll be at Laughing Monk Brewing. I'm looking forward to getting down there. I haven't been down to that one.
Me neither.
But I've been to a couple of the others, so we'll be down in Sunnyvale. And
the Vale.
What I like to do with areas that I haven't been to very frequently, Sunnyvale, here and there, I get down there, but we'd really like there to be action.
Look at my man.
We'd really like for there to be action down there.
Especially 215.
Yeah, where are we going to 215, Sunnyvale?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Jennings, I just made a list here, Goo, of some of the 49ers and Warriors. Like, okay, everybody knows you follow the Cowboys a little bit.
All right.
Okay, do you want Juwan Jennings to handle it like Micah Parsons?
I would want clarity like that.
Oh, we've got clarity.
No, we don't know if it's a calf or is he holding in. Let's be real. Kyle doesn't know. He thought he knew.
He knows.
He said you got to go ask.
You really think the Niners don't know what's going on?
To a degree. You shouldn't have yappers like you and myself being able to even bring this up, because you're saying, Goo, it's legit that you're having that thought, but you're giving Kyle and the Niners the benefit of the doubt, and I understand why. But, man, when you really, I don't like that it's up in the air. Like, it should be one way or the other. And I told you that was lightweight strange for me in this day and age, all the stuff that gets leaked, that he rescinded, that he asked for a trade or demanded a trade.
Well, he never technically demanded a trade. The report was that he wanted to be traded, or he wanted to get a contract extension, but he was going to come into camp, which he's done everything.
But hold on,
he's been asked to do, and now he's got a little calf injury.
But you
got to
admit, that was alive. Us thinking he wanted to trade or contract or new money, that was alive for 2 weeks, almost three, before we got clarity on. He didn't say that.
Well, he never said it. It was a report. It was a report that said Jennings wants a contract extension, or he wants to be traded. And if he doesn't get the extension once he gets into camp, he's gonna ask for a trade. According to the Niners, he has not asked for a trade as of yet, mm-hmm. which leads me to believe they are going to come to an agreement on an extension with him. And
I think he deserves it.
Okay, and I'll bet when he gets it, that calf will start feeling a little bit better.
So the Niners
are NFL MO right now. That's just the way it is.
I've been around a little while. I will say this. So there's no caution on the Niners side about giving him new money and this calf issue being serious or something that can linger. Because if I were the brass, that would be a question mark I have, Steiny. Like, hey, we got no problem paying you. But, man, what's really going on with that calf?
It's sore.
All right. McCaffrey's was too. How'd that play out?
All right. Well, okay. Then don't give him a contract extension if you think he's going
to
get hurt.
They'll get to the bottom of it. But, if this is real, Steiny, and he's not fedangling the system at all, you know, you are concerned about how serious this can be.
Yeah, I mean, again, if you compare, like, the reason I have no problem with what Jennings is doing is because it's not nearly as loud as what Aiyuk did last season. And it's not nearly as loud as what Trent Williams did last season. And it's more like the Christian McCaffrey thing where, oh, he got a contract extension. I think that's what's going to happen with Juwan Jennings. They're going to do right by him, and there won't be anything to see here. I don't think.
And I don't think you said anything wrong, but the only part I disagree with is you feel like you know exactly what's going on. I'm 50-50. That's all. I'm not up here trying to make, I'm just like, it. And Richard Sherman shared with us his thoughts. Like, I am truly over here, Snotty, looking at you, talking to the listeners, 50-50 on what exactly is going on.
Yeah, and part of me doesn't think it matters if whether he's hurt or not, or whether he's
well, you don't want to give somebody
injury.
New money not knowing that you could possibly tear your Achilles, you know? And that's being strong. But you know what I'm talking about. The calf is the check engine light for the Achilles.
So what do you do then? Like, what do you
that's
do?
If
you're really worried about a long-term injury, well, then I'd never pay a guy. I mean, I'm just...
Well, that's why I'm hoping for the Niners' sake and everybody's sake and the fans that Stoney, they know, wink, wink. Yeah, if he gets new money, he can get back out there. So it's not chronic with the calf, you know?
I mean,
because he's their number one receiver right now.
Does anybody believe right now that Juwan Jennings has a calf injury that is significant enough that you're worried about it in the regular season? Like, that's just...
I'm not there yet.
I'm not there yet either.
But he's missed 6 practices in a row.
Yeah, but he's a veteran.
All right.
He's a veteran. So we'll see how that plays out. But, I mean, you know what he should do? Why doesn't he just drive down to Jed York's house and tell Jed York, I really want to be here, and just give me a little more money, and I'll get back.
So you're from Reading, PA, and you truly are. So that's back east out here. That's what we call it. I'm from Union City, California. Okay. Do you really have a problem with Dre going to the owner's house, breaking bread, and then getting in the car with the new deal?
No, I don't.
But why do people seem like there's like a negative connotation?
Well, there is to Joe Lacob.
What is it?
It's that he went down there and snookered you. Now, I'm not saying that's true.
That is so wrong, man.
What do you mean it's so wrong?
Let me ask you this.
Why is it so
wrong? I know
wrong?
The answer, but I'm going to do it
like,
just
Draymond,
for a fact.
Draymond has the right to do
is
that.
Is Joe Lacob a smart man? I have my answer.
I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say no.
Well, you scared?
But what's your point?
The Steiny I know wouldn't be scared. Well, you know the answer is hell yes. So how did what did Dre snicker him with? Pass me the Parmesan cheese? Come on. He knew what time it was, but he felt Dre was worth it, regardless of how it's panned out or what it looks like.
Yeah.
You know, Dre didn't show up with a candy apple, red candy apple. Here you go, Joe. All right, here's your new deal.
All right, well, my question then to you would be, you think Joe Lacob likes Draymond Green?
Loves him.
Okay, well then he took care of Draymond Green. You say he loves Kuminga. Why is he not taking care of Kuminga? Joe Lacob loves him. He loves everybody.
What
right?
if I told you that I love that question, but it's a bit different? I mean, this is JK breaking his contract virginity with this is the first time he's going to get paid, you know, outside of what his rookie deal. And Draymond already had got to the promised land in regard to contract. So I think it's a bit different. Draymond's thing was about 10-year wearing one jersey. And Kuminga's is about, you know, his role, his lack of a role. So it's different.
I mean, I think they're all different.
Mm.
And that's why Jennings has to do what Jennings has to do.
I'm wondering why. Okay, I'm with you on that. And we talked about it before. Stoney, I'm wondering what's so hard about given, like, I think there's a need for Jennings, obviously. I think he's good. He's your number one right now. You traded Debo. I know you're going to laugh, but wouldn't you want to get this done sooner than later?
No. Not necessarily. I mean, yeah, I should. Yes. Would I want to?
Yeah.
Of course I would. But
I guess I'm saying it should be easy.
Why?
Because he's not asking for 30 M's.
We don't know what he's asking for. What if he's asking for 15? What if he wants to go from 7.5 to 15?
I think he's worth 15. Okay. Well, that's me.
But
I know it's easy for me to sit here and say that, but Stoney, 15? Like, and he could be asking for more than that. You kind of want to get this done and move forward.
But here's the other thing, and I think circumstances play into this, and people might not like to hear this, but we're at a different point, and it affects different players different ways. Last year, the 49ers thought they were in a Super Bowl window. And what did they do? They caved. And they allowed Ayuk to do what Ayuk did, Williams to do what he did, and then they signed McCaffrey. You know what? They're not the Super Bowl contenders they were last year. They don't believe they are. Otherwise, they wouldn't be talking about 6 or 8 starters starters on defense. It's like, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry, but if I'm the general manager of a team like the Niners this year, I actually look at Jennings and say, you're not going to cost us a Super Bowl this year. We're not in that group of teams. So maybe we're going to play more hardball with you than we did last year, because we ended up giving all these contracts to guys last year. We thought we were in a Super Bowl window and we went 6-11. So we're coming off a 6-11 year. We have no illusions about who we are. Brandon, Juwan Jennings, we like you, but you're a third receiver on a good team.
Well, now you're right. A one, though, Stein.
But on a good team with competent receivers, he's a 3 and really kind of a 4 when Deebo Samuel was here. So, you know, this is what they ran into, I think, with Ayuk, too. They paid him like a number one, but he's not really a number one. So now you're going to, what are you going to do? Pay Jennings like a 2?
I got to ask you,
he's not really a 2?
You got me thinking, do you think they overpaid or gave or caved in?
Yes.
No, to Ayuk because they didn't have that much confidence in our guy Jennings stepping up a notch.
No, I think it was more that they thought last year was the year that they could break through. And the only way they were going to break through was if Trent Williams was really good, McCaffrey was really good, Ayuk was really good, and everybody else was really good. And so they gave in to those 3 guys, and all 3 of those guys let them down. It's, you know, it's not dissimilar from Buster Posey.
Well, Stoney, those 3, I got you, like, but those 3 don't play defense. You didn't mention one defensive player, but I got you. They had other problems too.
I mean, here's the point. Like, when we talk about why teams don't succeed, and I'm not saying guys should be fired, but the reality, like, think about it. In the last year, Buster Posey signed Adamas Chapman and Devers. They've all underachieved. Last year, the 49ers renegotiated with Williams, McCaffrey, and Ayuk. They were all hurt or ineffectual.
But
So those are, I'm just saying, like, I'm not saying fire, but that's why you don't win. That's why the Giants are under 500. That's why the 49ers were 6-11 last year. Because the guys that you need to rely the most on and that you paid the most amount of money did not come through.
Right, but a year before, those same guys were the reason you were in the Super Bowl.
But that doesn't matter, dude.
It does if I'm paying money thinking you already showed us you can do it and get us to the promised land. So I'm assuming when we break you off this cash, you guys will be at your best, and we got a damn good chance to get
back. Those are mistakes that hurt you. They hurt, like... You're not arguing with me, are you? That none of those 6 signings has been good as of right now. Like, all 6 of those guys have underachieved.
But
why?
No,
so far. Now, Devers and those guys have 5 or 6 more years left.
No, I'm not even the giant part. I'm not even mad at Buster for that. We still got time.
When would you be?
If this happens next year,
I will tell you this.
Feel like, the Devers you got was not the one in Boston. I think it would be fair, but we can question the Verlander. But my whole thing is, I didn't like how you compared the Giants and Niners because the Giants were trying to do something they hadn't been. They've been doormats in regard to making the playoffs. But the Niners and those extensions, I would have did them 10 times.
Okay.
10 out of 10.
That's right.
Because we had success prior.
Okay. And that
blew up in our face last year. And they were culprits of it.
It was a mistake. They didn't, like, it didn't work.
What if Trent bounces back this year? Okay.
Then that's great. He bounced back this year.
And McCaffrey.
But he schnookered you last year. Like, if we can't, like, this is one thing. I'm not saying, again, I'm not saying Lynch should be fired. I'm not saying any of that. But if we can't acknowledge that the three guys who held out last year and the way the Niners dealt with them didn't work, then I don't know what to tell you. And here's the difference to me between the Giants and the, and I get it, yeah, the 49ers were closer. You know, when the Giants finish 500 this year, you're going to be able to say Chapman, Adamas, and Devers were a big part of the problem. All right, but that's 1 year. That's 1 year. Let's see what they do next year.
Right.
The 49ers, they did what Buster Posey did, essentially, and they've already had a bad year. Like, they signed all those guys and went through a whole year, and now they're, and they were 6-11. So, now what? Like, I don't, like, if they go 7-10 this year, then what? Then we've got to really hammer them for those extensions.
Well, it sounds like if you do that, and I'm not saying I won't, then you're just saying the reason that the Niners didn't get to the promised land was those three guys that you mentioned. But I just feel like there's a whole lot of success you're kind of ignoring. And David Hernandez on the YouTube chat saying, "Goo, you look back more than forward." And no, I'm doing this in regard to, let's just say the Niners, those three that you mentioned, don't snap out of it and don't have the best year. Stein, it's going to be hard for anybody to double back and forget the trip to Philadelphia in the NFC Championship game, the trip to the Super Bowl. Like, they've kind of earned their cash is what I'm saying. Well, not giving them a pass for poor play moving forward, but that's part of life. Well, you got to
– like, it feels like you kind of are, though. Like, if
– like, what if Purdy takes us – let's just be honest. Let's just say he has a bad year. I'm not going to come in here. I'm going to be worried, but I'm going to say I'm not going to forget the good times. Shout out J.J. Evans.
Well, and that's where I think
– like, I feel like, you know, he earned that cash, a lot of it.
I think you're naive there because we are – where we are at with the Warriors right now, nobody's saying, oh, everything's fine because we won four titles. Like, if the 49ers miss the playoffs this year – I don't think the fact that they went to a couple Super Bowls is going to make a damn bit of difference.
Because I told you this might be the end of an era for them. This could be a soft reset.
Right, and I'll say that if this is the end of an era, you know what ushered part of it in? Was what you did with Williams, Ayuk, and McCaffrey last year. Because you signed guys, and they like, I don't understand. Here's what I don't understand, and I get it. I'm a man of nuance and all that.
Sometimes.
But why? What is so wrong with saying, as of right now, with the information we have, the three Giants that were acquired and the three 49ers that were taken care of last year, none of those guys has had a good year. And so, like, it's a bottom line industry. Posey, it didn't work. The 49ers, like, it didn't work.
But Trent, it's been a multiple all-pro.
Okay, so just say that you're paying him for what he did in the past. That's fine. I wouldn't have paid a 38-year-old guy, and I certainly wouldn't have let a 38-year-old guy kind of hold me hostage. Now, you may say, well, that's all they could do. They were in a Super Bowl window. Okay, that's what you say. Are they still in a Super Bowl window?
We got to see this season.
Yeah,
and I think it's a
I would
big,
say no.
And I would say I'm leaning towards that way, okay. But it feels like you're ready to write off Trent.
I am.
Before we see him have the bounce back.
Well, first of all, you're not even acknowledging that this is 2 years in a row. Like, he didn't have a good year 2 years ago late in the season either.
You said that, but he was an all-pro.
Right, but
the year I'm just saying.
A lot of 49er fans were saying the second half of 2 years ago that he slipped off.
So, I mean, compared, all right. But we're doing apples and oranges.
No, we're not.
We are.
Let's be honest. You are okay with paying guys for what they did. And like, I'm not saying you're wrong.
I'm just disputing.
But then we can't be upset.
No,
when
Stani, I got
it doesn't
you.
Listen, work out.
No, I'm just, I don't think you need to leave the, you need the giant comp. I'm with you, but I don't like you dragging the Niners into
Why?
It when Trent has been a baller
not
since
last
you
year.
Had him.
Not last
okay,
year.
Okay, but you're being sometimey.
No, I'm not,
You're only going off a season that's not even over for the Giants.
Goo.
And right now it's underwhelming for the three you mentioned.
Goo.
But you can't say.
Yes, he can, Goo.
They haven't. Adamas has had no success, team success, with the Giants, either as Devers.
Right.
So that means something to me
right. When
you try to strip it from Trent. Now, you can get me on he had a bad year last year and some personal stuff. I got it. But damn, before you go write that thesis, at least let him get the bounce this year.
Right. And here's,
I'm not saying it don't matter anymore moving forward if he falls off.
Here's what you have a problem with, and I don't understand why. Trent Williams is a great player. Christian McCaffrey's a great player. Ayuk's a real good receiver. But Shanahan and Lynch, the three extensions they did last year didn't work.
Okay.
They didn't work last year. And like it's I don't understand is when we decide that it's just a results-based business, that it's about winning and losses, and you are what your record said you were. With, well, you know, they had bad years, but they give them a chance to bounce back. I will give them a chance to bounce back, but it does not change the fact that those three guys last year and the way the 49ers handled the situation, they blew it.
Okay. Well,
they blew it.
They did not. Okay. This is what I got to be careful here. I'll give you last year and the regression, but how many football people would tell you of those three contracts you talk about, they wouldn't have done them. McCaffrey would have got it in his sleep, like Uber Eats delivering it to him. It happened.
Right. Sometimes the easiest decisions are the ones that don't work out.
Well, see, and that's you right now, and it's your prerogatives, Donnie. You think Trent's done being what he was. That's why you got this in there. I don't. Okay.
And then he hasn't been who he was for a year and a half.
But that's the top of the top. But the bottom line and the reality is he is your left tackle and he's protecting Purdy's blind
side. So you're paying a guy now more than virtually any other left tackle, but he's just an above average left tackle.
Well, I would ask you this, Donnie. What does Trent, I'll condense it to Trent, because IU got hurt, and we can go back and forth on the 30. I couldn't believe he got that much, and I want him to get paid. McCaffrey, who saw the tendonitis coming and him missing those 8 games? What does Trent have to do to have a successful season for you?
You know what he has to do. He has to stay healthy. They have to be a playoff team.
What if he gets all pro? What if let's just say they lose in the wild card round, but he gets all pro again. Would you say, Goo, okay, the team didn't have a great year, but it wasn't Trent's fault? Like that's realism right there.
Well, so you're willing to give him a pass for last year. And I'm not. And here's the other thing. Like, what would it take? If Trent Williams breaks down this year, Christian McCaffrey never is the same Christian McCaffrey, and if Brandon Ayuk doesn't come back till
then
week
you're
12,
done for the
are you gonna like?
No, I got
will
you.
Will we criticize him then?
No, we would.
Because they've already gone through
year no doubt,
where they've sucked.
But you got to understand, one season's like four. It would be very okay to do that then. But I just feel like you're jumping to that point too fast. That's all.
Well, I mean, they've had a whole year.
If you get another year of this, then there's major problems.
Well, they're not. They were supposed to be a Super Bowl team last year.
I thought.
And that's why they signed those three guys. And they didn't even make the playoffs. Like, to me, last year was a failure. And if they don't get back on track this year, well, then we can look at everything, including the Purdy contract. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Where are you guys coming from as it relates to the San Francisco 49ers, kind of what they did last year? Did it impact the season? Did it not? Where are we with three guys who got paid last year? And does it relate to Jennings at all? 888-957-9570. That segment was brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.